the gospel is about the visitation of a lady to his cousin, Elizabeth. By that time, Mary was conceived by the Holy Spirit, baby Jesus in a womb. Since she knew that her cousin Elizabeth would also has a baby, already 6 months, so he from Galilee, all through the journey, couple of days, he went up to visit his cousin Elizabeth. One of the things we have to learn from this story is that to love is you have to make effort. Elizabeth is not living next door. He lives miles away. Secondly, Mary, by that time, was in a very good situation because she was pregnant. And usually the first months of pregnancy, for a mother, it's very difficult to move around. At times they feel sick. Despite these facts, Mary went to see her cousin. So at times we'll remember to do something good for people, not always things easy next door. You have to make your effort. And at times you might not feel have the feeling to do so. But since which is the way of God to do it, you do it. And this is how Mary is teaching us. So today, the gospel is about the visitation of a lady to her cousin. So we learn one very important thing also for the Boy Scouts. You say you have to do one good thing one day per day. I think these good things, not just easier, not easy thing to just to give a pen to your classmate next door, next to you, it's okay. But you find out. I remember this experience. One of the older boy, during Christmas time, they have a Christmas party. And this is supposed to invite one of the friends. And he remember one of his neighbor, who is crippled. He had to walk on a wheelchair. So he intended to invite that person to be his guest of honor for a party, for a Christmas party. It's not easy to move a person to the party. The person could not dance with him, but it's delighted too. And this is how act of love can be transformed into that kind of action that please people. So I think today we are preparing many gifts for our teachers, for friends. So I think one of the good gifts we can share might be is your patience, maybe your time. You have money, but at many times you don't have time to listen. At times you might try to listen, but not with patience. So this can be done as a good Christmas preparation. Apart from the Christmas tree, apart from decoration of the crib, another thing is decorate your heart with this act of little actions of love, unconditional love for others. 今日聖母領報咧。 聖母當日去探訪佢嘅表姐伊莎伯爾嘅時候咧，佢唔係一個可以話最好嘅時辰，因為當時聖母已經懷孕。聽説咧，懷孕嘅初期幾個月咧係好辛苦嘅，有啲孕婦咧會作嘔添嘅，但係聖母都冇因為咁嘅緣故就打消呢個念頭。 愛德咧，永遠唔係喺身邊嘅嘢嚟嘅，你係要用啲功夫嘅。 伊撒伯不是坐在他的隔离屋的，要行几日几夜的路程，不是一件容易的事。更何况要提醒我们，可能有些事情就在我们隔离的，就在我们身边的，我们都不愿意动一点头，都不愿意费点功夫，这个可惜的事。希望今天圣母领报这个事迹呢，给我们一份信息，爱永远是你自己行出第一步，爱永远是付出一份代价，但当你真诚真心的时候，可能身边未必即刻能够感染到，未可能了解到或者欣赏到，这个不重要，所以他们在爱之中，在爱里面，天主呢一定有他工作在里面。特别现在圣诞期间，我们很多时候我们都会交换礼物，希望你真正的礼物呢，不是纯粹物质上的，是精神上的。譬如你抽多一点时间陪一家人，譬如多点耐心聆听，可能我们给一部分留在这里，不是全心，可能我们听不够耐性，可能真正我们付出礼物呢，就是一份耐心，真正的礼物呢，给出多点你的时间给身边的人。因父及子及圣神之名。